Wakanda Ali, Wakanda Azinki, and Data Ibukinaji. Nikapaki Akimpana Hopa Deheka Adali. Ia Akumbra Hopa Deheka. My Lord, I ask to pray to you. I ask to pray for my families here that are taking care of their loved one, Mike. I ask you to be with everyone down south here, take care of Sister Mary. These families are all intricate part of our lives. They are all pieces of our relationship here. That's where my counsel's at. And I want you to be with them. I want you to help them, watch over them. I ask you, Lord, to help everyone in this room to become a person that the Lord can be assisting in having you happiness, having your children the things that which you want for them. That we know that this doorway comes to this world and then it goes into the next. But we are so worried about our children here, and that's what I want to ask for Mike's children, for Mary's children. Lord, give them something that we can't deliver. Give them the soul and heart to face the missing of their father and mother. All of us in this room have gotten to the age where we know that. And we ask you to be with them. I ask you to watch over our sick ones in the hospital, our lonely ones that need you. I ask you to close out all of the problems they have and let them have a life that they can enjoy. Our Osages always prayed for just life. They didn't say they prayed for a great life, a good life. They said they took everything that came. I ask you that you strengthen these families. Strengthen ourselves here, all of our friends. Let them have that blessing that they know the Creator exists. And let us know that one day we will get to go home. We will meet these people again. We will have a heaven. Don don bawe ke ka'a. That we'll go for that forever day. Lord, I ask you to protect our veterans, protect their families, bring them all home, and let's ask for the blessings that we all need. Someone save this earth. Someone help us and take care of this. The Osages were a firm believer that it ends someday. And when it does, Lord, they ask that we be one of them. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Please have a seat. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd just like to welcome you to talk to you. We've had great losses among our people. Our council has asked today that we stay with our agenda. We're going to do the best we can. You'll have to excuse some of us. With that, I'd like to ask for a roll call, then we can get into a little housekeeping.
Councilwoman Boone?
Here.
Councilman Chishuahua? Councilman Crum?
Here.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Present.
Councilwoman Redcorn? Councilman Redcorn? Chairman Waller?
I'll hope.
Councilman Yates?
Present.
We have a quorum.
As I said, after the roll call, I take care of some business. We have an oversight on our part. I'd like to ask Councilman Yates if he would read the deceased Osages for us, please.
Thank you. Maggie L. Gibson, October 30th, 2017, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Rosemary Jones, November 1st, 2017, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Michael E. Colin Carroll, November 9th, 2017, Desert Hot Springs, California. Ronald L. Shaw, November 9th, 2017, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Paula B. Farid, November 20th, 2017, Pawhuska, Oklahoma. Louis L. Shadlow, November 20th, Lois, I'm sorry, 2017, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Carol S. Shoto, November 6th, 2017, Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Ramona D. Calkins, November 26, 2017, Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Bobby L. Haley, April 4, 2014, Bartlesville, Oklahoma. John A. Burnett, September 30, 2017, Old Fallon, Missouri. Tana M. Mazil, November 26, 2017, Fairfax, Oklahoma. And Douglas Hutchinson, April
13,
2017, Portland, Oregon. Thank you.
Our hearts and prayers go out to these families. Thank you, sir. Council, did you have anything you wanted to add before I go to agenda?
Not really.
With that, I'd like to go into new business, item number A. The, under old business, item 6B, I would like to move up on our agenda. And it will be now the 4B. And with that, I'd like to ask EnergyNet, please.
EnergyNet is only on there because they will be here Wednesday.
And that's, that, and who's their contact person?
I couldn't tell you.
John? At any case, yes, ma'am. We'll move it on to Wednesday. May I ask you, Lacey, is there any other items that we could move on down to Wednesday, since I don't have all my council here?
CEP will be here Wednesday.
Let's make a note of that, council. And I know Tim's here. I'd like to keep him and his executive.
Can we talk about Congress space Wednesday?
Yes, dear. Under old business.
Yeah.
We're going to take item 6C to Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Minute meetings. And with that, I'd like to go ahead and move in to AEP. Mr. Gall, would you please, before it's your...
Thank you for allowing us to come before the council again. One of the things we'd like to talk to you about, we are nearing the end of our transmission siting effort, and we're looking to, we've included a lot of the public outreach in that process, and we're modifying the routes to some extent. We've spent several months going over all the public comment and trying to listen to what we heard from the during those public meetings and from this council about what route would be the least impactful route across the county. So one of the things we looked at was specifically trying to reduce impacts to the mineral resources of the tribe, and we've identified a route we believe still not finalized that would do that by paralleling the GRDA line that cuts across the southern side of the county for the entire extent of its traverse, as it traverses across the country. So one of the things we're also looking at is possibly establishing an agreement with the tribe that will allow us to construct and the line, recognizing that would have some impact on your access to for your business. And that agreement would include the normal, I think it's a minerals resource reservation trucking permit and all those things wrapped in together as part of a normal process. So we asked the council that there is a mechanism that we could use to provide for the recognition we do impact your access to your mineral resources.
Please.
Sir, you said you had an agreement or you would make agreement?
We'd like to draft an agreement.
Okay, that would be a good thing because with an agreement, we could send it to our council, make sure that everything's covered in it.
Okay.
Perfect. That way, you know, we're not missing anything. All the I's are dotted and T's are crossed.
Okay. Council.
How many miles is the your new proposed route going to traverse the county?
I should know that right off the top of my head. 40 miles.
40 miles.
Yeah, it's roughly 180 structures that would be required. And the right-of-way would be approximately 200 feet, a little wider where we're next to the GRDA line because we have to have a certain electrical separation.
Okay. Now, go ahead, sir.
In that respect, I did a just thumbnail figured on 300 foot wide because your deal's 200 feet wide and I don't think anybody's going to want to be more closer than 50 foot to your line to actually set up a rig and drill.
Right. They won't be able to without superintendent's approval.
You know, so, and if you're paralleling the other one where there's going to be trapped, you know, narrow, well then we're getting even a wider span. But using my 300 feet figure that I just thumbnailed, I come up with better than 36 and a third acres per mile. 36.36.
Per mile.
Per mile.
Thank you, sir.
So that's acres that are leaving our ability to actually drill on, you know, set up and drill on. So we, in order for us to do much figuring, it'd be really good if we got a good map of what you're thinking about and how close, and whether we're trapping area in the middle that's now no good for us to do too, because that would impact it even further.
Right.
Plus, a comment on my own, this is just me talking. Lots of times we like to hear what your proposal is on what you're willing to compensate or how that would go, especially, I mean, you know, the dirt work and that sort of stuff we kind of can figure, but this acres per out is a it's not something we deal with every day.
Yeah.
So, at least me, I would like to hear you, what you guys are thinking about. It may not be what we're thinking about, but that's how we you know, so we go back and forth a little bit and find out.
With respect to financials or respect to the terms of the agreement, I think one of the things we haven't really crossed is the financials. We just wanted to know if there was an agreement that would allow us to recognize that we do in effect your ability to get to your mineral resources. And I think that was our first question.
Well, for me at least, it would be a package thing.
Yeah, of course.
Perfect.
You know, I one would have to know what the, you know, what the two pieces might be.
Oh yeah, and so if we could, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, sir.
When you do submit the agreement, proposed agreement, it would be nice if you had a firm route. You know, you said you had a couple of routes or whatever, you're not really sure, but whatever, it needs to be firm so we know where to go and how to actually take it.
Tim,
you'll be able to supply that to us.
Yes.
For review.
Yes.
Yeah.
We will be announcing a route in January. We have some preliminary we can discuss.
Okay.
But we would just ask that, you know, our formal announcement will be in January.
I have another thought. It's going to be pretty hard to travel 40 miles across us without impacting some already established wells or
leases, held by production,
roads or whatever.
Okay.
So part of that agreement will need to be how those people will be treated and what they, you know, in terms of what adjustments would have to be made for their operation as it exists now or what they might in the future want to do with those people that are already there, already leased out too. And I suppose that would actually carry over to the affected areas that when you talked about an agreement and all that on how we will deal,
set aside.
How we will deal with access through, around, under your corridor that we agree upon and how we're going to do that, you know. But that would be one of the things that have to be kind of agreed on beforehand. Otherwise, someday we'll have somebody wanting to go somewhere and you say we can't, and then, you know, we all can spend a lot of money on attorneys. We do that regular, and I just seem not, you know, so.
Well, I think those would be all part of the drafting, right? So we have, you know, the concepts of the draft, and we want to sit down and work with the Minerals Council to ferret those things out.
Tim, I would say that we need to take that to Wednesday to executive session so you can look at the proposed draft. Do you have it available for us for Wednesday?
I do.
And then work up some document that we can start with. I agree with council. The uniqueness is exactly that, as far as the ownership goes, is that it all falls under the CFR code, and I think we'd be fine. The situation is the remedy, and there's got to be something that covers us on those two efforts, on the acreage we're losing, and then also the possibility, of course, you know, horizontal drills, 10 million, 8 million. Things of that nature. Thank you. We'll see you Wednesday.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
This is Foreman. Thank you, dear, for allowing us to get through that. Would you please bring us your message for the Osage shareholders?
I will. Thank you very much for allowing
Thank you, ma'am. Your excuse.
Allowing me to speak today. The purpose of our presence today is to update the council on the latest activities of our association and to extend a collaborative hand and expertise to work together to improve the production and revenue of our Minerals Trust. We recently conducted a biannual election and have a new slate of officers for our organization and executive committee. I am the new chairman, and for those listening to this meeting, my name is Susan Foreman. I'm a retired natural gas marketing manager. Our new vice chairman is Lou Phillips. She is a retired teacher. Our secretary, Melissa Ryan, is currently a contracting officer at Tinker Air Force Base. And our treasurer, Julie Malone, who's present today, is a retired financial and gaming professional and currently serves on the Osage Nation Gaming Board. Our executive committee consists of the previous officers and Paul Rebard, oil and gas producer, active in Osage County, from Tulsa, Nancy Van Thien, who is a geologist and an executive consultant, from Houston, Ray McLean, retired oil and gas industry, Myron Red Eagle, former Osage Minerals councilman, Gene Boland, who's also present today, a rancher, and Amanda Proctor, an attorney. We are very excited about our newly elected executive committee and the industry knowledge and experience they all bring to our association. Recognizing that our mission and goals are closely aligned, that is with the Minerals Council, we hope to foster a positive and productive two-way line of communication going forward that will enhance communication between the Osage Minerals Council and its electorate, the shareholders. We continue to have strong concerns about the economic viability of our Minerals Trust and hope that our Osage Shareholders Association team of professionals will be able to participate in some problem-solving measures to restart a viable drilling program similar or better to what we experienced prior to July 2014, when, on average, 200 wells were drilled annually. With this in mind, the executive committee created the attached list, and I've sent all this to you via email. I hope it's in your books.
Yes, ma'am.
With this in mind, the executive committee created the attached list of difficulties to operating the Minerals Trust with potential solutions. Please review and let us know how we can assist, because we really want to. We have decades of experience on this team now, and we feel like we can offer good business advice. If you want it, it's available. After 3.5 years and a 62% drop in our revenue, a 98% drop in drilling, and continued abnormal delays in getting permits approved, it is time for implementation of immediate and effective solutions. Our goal, through shared interests, better communications, and working together to promote a thriving mineral trust while protecting the environment, is a prosperous minerals trust for the next 100 years. And as you can see, I threw in at the bottom there, it's an old business acronym. I've used a lot, it's kind of worn out, but I think it's still meaningful.
Oh, no. That's good.
And that's team. Together, everyone accomplishes more.
And I appreciate everything that was commented, and the other is I'd like to share with the public is that we're in a very unique position. Number one, we appreciate the offer. Of course, I'll accept it. I believe I've accepted you as an employee before. I'd like to help you and your group. I think I have some other counselors or participants regularly with it. The comment I want to make for clarity is that we are Osage head right owners. We have a uniqueness in dealing with the federal government, the nation's government. And with that, that's my comments. I appreciate it. Yes, I'll be looking forward to that. Wednesday, could you come back so we can all have the comments from my whole council?
Oh, sure.
Council, is there anything you'd like to add? Thank you, ma'am. Okay.
Thank you. I would like to just thank you for your beautiful prayer today. I have a sister in the hospital now that's pretty close to me.
I didn't know that. Or I would not have.
Well, it just happened this week, so I'll have to unfortunately be leaving. But when you included people in the hospital, I really appreciate that.
Thank you, dear. God bless you. Thank you, brother. I'd like to move on with the other, the travel. William, you want to take that to Wednesday on our Houston event?
Yeah, it's up to you.
I'd like to, please.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, because they want.
I want this gentleman here. And lease sale dates we'll bring to the whole council on Wednesday. With that, would you like to go into executive session? Yes, dear.
I make a motion we go into executive
session. Tim, that'll be with you, sir.
Second.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Irwin, seconded by Councilman Crum. No discussion. Call for the question, please.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Thank you, William.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Roy will be right with you, says William.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Motion passes.
We're going to take a short 5-minute break, and then we'll go into executive session.
Okay. Good to see you.
So if I had one, it would break.